We're visiting with Chase County Head Girls Basketball Coach Amber Rausch on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, your basketball team off to a 3-1 start this season. A victory over Central Heights, a wins over Harrington and Center at the Harrington Tournament. As you look at the season so far, what have you liked about your girls' play?
I think that they're finally getting the hang of it. They're kind of starting to click a little bit better. It took a little while. Our first two games were a little rough, but, you know, that's kind of to be expected. It's been really nice to see a variety of girls stepping up and scoring and contributing to the team, not just a couple of them, but we're seeing some younger ones, even some subs that have come in and done a lot for us. So that's really exciting.
I was getting ready to ask who's been playing well for you, but it sounds like you have a number of girls who have played well for you through the first four games.
Yeah, Abby Tubach has probably been our most consistent so far. She's a great leader for us on both ends of the court. We've had some good defense from Lexi Monahan and Ainsley Grant. Some of our subs have stepped in, like Leah Francis and Avery Beyer. They stepped in and done a lot for us in a couple of our games. So, yeah, it's been pretty good.
We're visiting with Chase County Head Girls Basketball Coach Amber Rausch on the Area Coach's Corner. And since you've been familiar with these girls, has anything caught you a little by surprise? Have they played a little better than what you thought they would, or is this where you thought they would be right now?
I don't know that we've played better overall than what I expected. Some things are looking a little rougher than I thought, and then in other areas maybe I'm a little surprised. Like I said, sometimes our starters haven't come out as strong. I've had a sub, and that's where I've been surprised, is that our subs really stepped in and pulled us up through the game. So that's probably the biggest thing.
You have two games left before the Christmas break. You have Northern Heights tomorrow night and then Linden on Friday night. These next two games, is there a next step you'd like to see your girls take?
Yeah, we're going to have to be ready for both of those games. I know Northern Heights is going to come at us. They put on a really good press, play intense defense. We have to be ready for that. We've kind of struggled on the offensive end, and so I think we need to kind of start making some gains in that area and recognizing our movements and getting the ball inside a little bit, getting some movement there. So hopefully we can make that happen this week.
And then against Linden, and just these final two games before the Christmas break, what is it you want maybe your girls to take into that break? What kind of confidence level would you like to see from them?
I want to see them pretty confident in themselves, of course. I don't want to see them overconfident. I don't want them thinking that they've already won games that, you know, are overlooking teams that they think might not be as great. I never want them to think that. I want us to always be prepared, focused. And so that's kind of what we're trying to instill in them, is that you don't underestimate anyone. You always come out ready to play.
Coach Rausch, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Good luck against both Northern Heights and Linden. Have a Merry Christmas, and we look forward to visiting with you after the first of the year.
Thank you. Have a great Merry Christmas to you.
That's Chase County Head Girls Basketball Coach Amber Rausch on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Kansas Graphics, Citizens State Bank, and by Griffin Real Estate on KVOE Live and Local.